Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 4th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Starting out today, we have some smart home news, specifically HomeKit. Lutron's smart fan speed control was first shown off at CES 2019 in January as a way to add Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa control to existing ceiling fans, with Lutron telling 9to5 Mac that HomeKit support would be added after launch. Over the weekend, Lutron's wall switch replacement for traditional fans landed in stores at Home Depot, where it's currently in stock both online and in person from $59. And early customers have shown off full support for HomeKit after all. Lutron's smart fan speed control lets you add Siri voice control and home app control to your existing ceiling fan without needing to replace the whole fan you already use with a new HomeKit ceiling fan. The controller supports changing speed with 25, 50, 75, and 100% options available, and the controller appears as a fan in the home app, just like a dedicated HomeKit fan. Light control will require a separate switch, and the fan controller does require Lutron's bridge to work, and it also lacks the ability to change fan directions, which you do get on dedicated HomeKit fans. But overall, it looks like Lutron has shipped a pretty compelling HomeKit product, so check that out. And in app news, Facebook has shipped dark mode to its Messenger app months after promising the feature as part of a major redesign, sort of. The feature is still in testing by default, but anyone can unlock it by sending yourself or anyone else a crescent moon emoji, which unlocks the dark mode setting on the latest version of Messenger for iOS. And there are new rumors about iOS 13's dark mode, as well as future versions of AirPods, although the sourcing here isn't solid. Twitter leaker Max Weinbach says that the next AirPods case will charge AirPods very fast, going from 0 to 100% in 15 minutes. AirPods currently only get to about 60% from fast charging in 15 minutes. Weinbach also says the charging case will be a little thicker when it gains wireless charging coils for wirelessly charging the case itself. And while Bloomberg reports that system-wide dark mode is planned for iOS 13 as a major feature, Weinbach believes the features won't be ready at launch, instead saved for a future release like iOS 13.1. The leaker doesn't have a tested history of Apple rumors yet, however, so we'll see how this information pans out. And in the meantime, do check out our March Apple preview, including expectations for Apple's March 25th event, iOS 12.2's release, and the slow drip of AirPods 2 rumors. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.